U.S. and Chinese tariffs on each other's exports remained in effect. However, this weekend's announcement from both nations' leaders appears to be a first step in resolving continuing trade disputes. The U.S. will not issue an additional 25% increase in tariffs on Chinese goods for the next 90 days while negotiators hold talks. And in turn, China pledged to immediately purchase a significant amount of U.S. goods, including ag products. American Soybean Association President John Heisdorfer noted recently the importance of restoring what prior to trade disruptions was his industry's largest export market.
All of our other export countries made up not quite half of our export market. China took the rest.
And Joe Sheely of the U.S. Meat Export Council says while Chinese tariffs have not so much impacted existing beef export business in that market,
our ambitions for growing the Chinese market for U.S. beef have been slowed by higher tariffs there.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.